Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Internets, what's up? This is the ROI of Y Show, your number one podcast about all things business as it relates to purpose and impact. I am Andrew Tuzon. I'm the Vice President of Creative at Firespring. And as always, you know, what am I without my amazing and lovely co-host, Ms. Angie
what
Kubitschek?
Am I without
what
am you?
No, right?
We're like a yin and a yang.
I feel like that's too far, right?
Is
like,
it?
Yeah. Like you bring the fire, you bring the flare. And then I'm just like the weirdo with the tattoos.
That is true.
You know what I mean?
The boring one, the creative one. It's cool, right?
Yeah, it's the balance. It's the balance. So this morning, I was thinking about like copyright infringement as it relates to the show. Like you always have to have that like solid opener, the music, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I know we can't just straight up use a song without rights to it, but like when an artist has copyrights in place, do they have it on the melody or is it just the lyrics, right? So if I was
good.
Like right now, if I was like, if you want to be in my podcast, you miss me. Did I just get us in trouble? I don't know.
I don't feel like it. Feel like they should be honored that we're still bringing in the Spice Girls like memory to life. And I would also enjoy it because I've just recently introduced my children to the Spice Girls,
nice.
Which my husband is super happy about.
You got Spice World 24/7 on the TV?
Oh, well, no, I haven't quite
We haven't gone
there.
Down that far?
No.
Okay.
Just the music at this point.
Nice.
But he's really jamming to the Spice Girls in his car now.
What a good sport.
Super excited that I did that.
I like that. Good. Okay, before we talk about today's episode, which is going to be fire, by the way.
Yeah, you guys are going to get to see me be the third wheel on a cute date.
Oh. we're going to pin that. We're going to come back in a second. We'll unpack that. Real quick, we got to throw some love to the Do More Good conference, right?
Lot of love.
So we've been talking about the conference a lot lately. It's an amazing event happening here the middle of everywhere?
Right,
Lincoln, Nebraska. Conference focused on impact, purpose, change, you know, all of the things. It's an amazing, amazing event.
Yeah.
And if you're not familiar with the conference, check them out at domoregoodconference.com. You can learn more about the movement. You can check out the roster of speakers. Just amazing minds hitting the platform.
Yeah, and there's so many levels to this conference and the speaker lineup. The part I think I wasn't even expecting as someone who helped even organize this event was that at the Do More Good conference, it's about social impact and change and how can your business stand for purpose. But there's a lot of like leadership development happening at this conference and helping like understand who you are on the inside before you can do the outward things.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's like been my biggest personal takeaway. So it's just been really cool to experience this conference through a couple of different lenses.
Yeah, it's like practical application on how to like really inspire change, not only out in the world, but like you said, inside, right?
Yeah.
Which is, it's so cool. It's really neat to be a part of it.
It's been very fun.
Yeah, I'm all about it. So like I said, make sure you guys check them out online. With that being said, let's come back full circle to today's date, right?
Right.
So, we've talked to a lot of people on this show, and most of them, you know, I'm familiar with who they are. I've seen their work. I've done some research on them, but sitting with them eyeball to eyeball, having these conversations, first time I've met them.
Yeah.
Right? That's not the case with today's episode.
No, not at all. The opposite.
The exact opposite. The dude that's coming on the show today, I have a very long-standing relationship with. I mean, he's not only a coach, a mentor, a literal consultant to my previous agency that I owned before I sold it to Firespring, but he's also one of my closest friends. So today is going to be really cool. You know, I think today is the bromance episode.
I would definitely say this is going to be the bromance episode.
Dustin, if you could like cue up some kind of like
effect,
like glitter.
Like glittery. Oh, that was was perfect. Yeah.
Okay, so today we're talking to Tony Goins.
Yes.
Okay. The Tony Goins experience is a real thing. It's out there in the wild, right? This guy, his like resume, the stuff he's done
is long.
Oh my God. He has seen it all. He's made so much positive change in organizations, in the world, in people's lives.
Yes.
When I met him, he helped me like shift perspective, change my business model, but also change the way that like I look at the world. Just an amazing, amazing, brilliant guy. And like what he's doing for the world to change it is also super inspiring. Like we'll talk about it today, but like he climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. With the water boy, it's an amazing story. We'll let Tony tell it because he tells it way better than I can. But yeah, let's jump into the deep end. You ready?
Let's go.
All right.
Tony.
Hey.
Welcome.
It's good to be
here. To the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well, Drew. Good. Doing extremely well.
How do you, okay, like, you always look so good, man. What's the secret?
Well, you know, as a youngster, my mother used to always say, when you leave the house, make sure you dress up and look good. So.
And that stuck with you.
I'm just trying to honor her words. That's all.
That's good. Good advice from mom.
Yeah, from my mother.
So, Tony, for the few people listening that are not familiar with the Tony Goins experience and who you are, right? Because, like, the majority of people out there, come on, they know who you are. But for the few that don't, let's tell them who you are, right? Where are you from? What are you doing right now? Like, what's the day job? What's the daily delta look like for Tony Goins?
Well, you know, let me start by saying this. You know, I've heard this thing, the Tony Goins experience. But at the end of the day, I just get up every day and try to do good and try to do my job and just show up and do the best that I can do and positively impact people. I firmly believe that, you know, people are the key to change and everyone has a leader. Everyone is a leader. You don't need a title to be a leader. You just have to ask yourself, what are you going to do to create positive change? And how are you going to impact the people that you interact with? Mm-hmm. And it's easy to get up and be a grouch, but it's much better to get up and be positive and think about all of the blessings that you have and just have an attitude of gratitude. Mm-hmm. So in my head, that's all I do.
Yeah.
People call it an experience. I just say it's just... Mm-hmm. Every day you wake up is a gift.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I've lost a lot of friends. I've served in the Marine Corps and I've lost both of my parents. Mm-hmm. So every day you wake up is a gift.
Yeah.
It is.
And you have to treat it like that.
Right. What are you going to do with the time that you have?
Absolutely.
How are you going to incentivize change and inspire change, right?
Absolutely.
And that's a thing that you do very, very well, my friend.
Well, I'm honored.
It's been pretty cool. So you and I don't know each other really at all. And so I will say, being a voyeur of you at this conference, you walk into a conversation in a room and people just like light up around you and that's your energy. And so where do you get, like, you say you have this like positivity and waking up to choose to be positive. Like, where does that start from? Like, how did that become a thing that you just are like, this is my being?
Well, you know, I was born and raised in Greensboro, North Carolina. And my mother was a school teacher. She taught for 40 years. And she had a huge impact on my life. She suffered from rheumatoid arthritis that eventually caused her not to be around. I mean, she passed away in 2012. But this lady fought, and she was always moving forward, no matter what the situation was. She always moved forward. She always worked really hard to touch others, and she just impacted me. So I've just kind of emulated that. And then I've had a lot of mentors in my life, you know, people in my life, you know, from my neighbors and the community folks that I've grown up with. And so from Greensboro, I joined the Marine Corps in 1982. And the Marine Corps had a huge impact on my life. You know, as a Marine, you serve the country, but you also serve your troops. Mm-hmm. And primarily, troop welfare is top of agenda when you're in the Marine Corps. Because at the end of the day, the young men and women that you lead could potentially give their life based on your decisions or a decision that you should have made that you didn't make.
Yeah.
And so you have to take all of that into consideration. So 4 years in the Marine Corps, I went on to work for American Express. I started there as a security guard. And I had a good friend and mentor, Malcolm Mitchell, who did good to me and allowed me to move into a position as a credit authorizer against everyone's recommendation because I didn't have any experience. And so anyway, 9 years at Amex, and I followed Malcolm to QVC, spent 3 years there with him, went on to run big operations for KeyBank in Cleveland, Ohio, and Ford Motor Company, USAA, JP Morgan Chase, and Cabela's. So it's
just a few.
Wow. It's just been a couple things.
It's been a great run.
But your business acumen, Tony, like, it's unbelievable. And your ability to like impart that wisdom to others is, I think, one of the most amazing things about you, right? Like when you and I first sat down, we were talking about your latest venture, the Capital Cigar Lounge, which
yes.
for our listeners, Tony is a avid fan of cigars.
And so I am. That's right.
What he's doing with the Cigar Lounge is an amazing experience. So if you're ever in Lincoln, make sure you pop over there. Him and Austin will take damn good care of you. But the point I'm making is we sit down, we're talking about the lounge, and then we also from there start to talk about how you can help me make changes and like direct growth with evil.
Yes.
And we've had amazing conversations just about the strategies and the things that leaders need to be considering as it relates to team and growth and projections and all the things. For you though, what point can you point back to and say, this is why I decided to take everything that I've experienced and learned and make it accessible to others?
You know, I think that point was once we sold. So when I joined Cabela's, I was leading the operations for the bank, and you know, things started to turn, and we had to sell the company.
Mm-hmm.
So we sold Cabela's to Bass Pro, we sold the bank to Capital One, mm-hmm. and Drew, it was at that point that I said, you know, all of the years of learning, and for me, learning is continuous because Drew talks about, you know, what I poured into him. But what he poured into me was amazing. If you look at, I'm going to digress for a minute.
Yeah.
If you look at the Capital Cigar Lounge story, the branding, Drew did all of that.
Now, that was my team, man. I can't take credit for that.
Yeah.
Look at the humbleness between you two. I love it.
He was the brains behind it. Before we even put a shovel in the ground, Drew made that brand go viral. And the videos and the branding and working with Cohiba, it was just amazing. I mean, and all of that was outside of my skill set. It was way above my pay grade, but because of my relationship with Drew and what he did for me, I tell anybody, we wouldn't be the brand that we are today if it wasn't for Drew and Evil.
And I think there's something really cool that within your exchange that happened. Two points. One, I think it takes a really killer leader to A, admit what's not their strength, but
yes.
what a lot of people who run companies, I think, struggle with is trusting in those other partners, whether it's on their team or
yes.
an outside consultant, to let them do what they do well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that I notice a struggle in, and what I'm with Firespring, and we have clients, and I can tell that there's that trust factor. And I think that's something that you two share, but that you as a leader, like, talk about that relationship and building the trust and how, you know, how does that shape then
yeah.
what you do? And
yeah.
Well, he had a track record. I mean,
right?
I remember the first time I went to his website and he had this mask on.
And you're like, that's the guy I'm going to trust.
That's the guy. That's right.
All this pink smoke behind him did it.
It was too cool. And his team had all these cool names. Like, it wasn't like president and CEO. It was the coolest thing. And I said, this is who we want to work with.
That's awesome. What's it like from your seat, you know, as somebody who's been a mentor to you and
sure.
a friend, and you say that he's coached you through, like, how has he shaped? Because you're very humble in your response to him giving you that credit, and
sure.
that it was your team thing, right? And a lot of people could either be like, oh, thanks, it was really cool, but you immediately deflect that praise to your team. So,
mm-hmm.
like, I think there's a mentorship that happened. So, talk about that.
Well, the first and foremost, like, the deflection to the team, I mean, that's from day one with both my agencies. I always knew I'm just one dude.
Right.
Right. Like,
yeah.
you're only going to be as good or as strong as the people you surround yourself with.
Uh-huh.
And I've always believed that. And
yeah.
you know, Tony's way too kind when it comes to that, right? Like, it was the team that did it, right? Like, all the people that, like, moved the parts and you know, connected all the dots. Like, it was definitely a teamwork effort. But I think the biggest thing that I gained from the relationship with Tony is just, like, the synergy of give and take.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, Tony and I worked in lockstep with my team at Evil with the Capital Cigar effort.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, I hired Tony to come in and be my coach and mm-hmm. be my consultant and help me identify weaknesses within my leadership model, weaknesses just within the business model and like the projections and direction and our, you know, where are we going? Who are we? What are our growth goals? How are we going to get everybody rowing in the same direction? And you know, helped me really frame that up because for the longest time, I've been a creative mm-hmm. that has an ability to like inspire and motivate people. But definitely just like any, everybody else out there, there's always opportunity for growth as yeah. it relates to business acumen and just knowing all that. It's so much stuff to know, right?
There's so many mm-hmm. things.
And yeah. so, Tony was kind enough to, you know, take time out of his crazy schedule and just teach me so much, whether it was the formal, you know, come into Evil or we're having an all-day session with the entire yeah. team to talk about core values and all the things, or, I mean, the amount of Sunday afternoons that you and I have yeah. spent smoking yeah. cigars together and just That's talking right. shop. It's like, so for me, it was just the genuine level of synergy.
Yeah.
Right. And for me, that was what established the trust.
So Tony, yes. when you go to partner with somebody or work with someone and coach them, what are you look for in that person to know that they're coachable? Because I feel like not yeah. everyone is. So what does that take for someone to be coachable?
Well, I think that's a great question. And it's just that they have to be coachable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ability to listen, you know, the thing that I enjoy the most, and one of the things I would say that I'm most proud of is the fact that I've had a chance to work for so many different phenomenal brands.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a chance to learn from all of those brands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've seen things go well, and I've seen things go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've been a part of both. I've been a part of things that have gone well, and I've been a part of things that have gone wrong. So I always say, really, my value proposition is just experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so if a person is willing to listen, if a person is coachable, one of the first things I'll discuss is, okay, so these are the mistakes that I've made. And this was the formula that created those mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And what I can tell you that if you stay the course with what you're doing, just like 1 + 1 = 2, I've already mm-hmm. seen that movie.
Because mm-hmm.
I started that movie before and it didn't work out well.
Right, right, right.
So, but if you want to change the dialogue, if you want to change the story, I've seen stories go well and I've been a part of those stories.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 + 1 = 2 all the time. And so this is what your outcome would be if you follow this model.
Mm-hmm.
Everything for me is really a model and a system. It starts with people and culture.
Mm-hmm.
Leaders inspire and motivate. You manage processes, systems, and controls and budgets. Mm-hmm. You don't manage people. People expect that their leaders have a certain level of trust. Once you gain trust, trust is synonymous with culture.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to put a structure in place. You got to have clear metrics, clear objectives, and make sure that people understand direction and the targets they're shooting. You got to have an operational cadence so that people have the opportunity to spend time with you and you coach and develop and mm-hmm. you hold them accountable and they hold themselves accountable for hitting targets. And then you have to have a maniacal focus on execution.
Mm-hmm.
Execution is really the ability to get things done. I've often seen people in these beautiful strategic planning sessions with really pretty PowerPoint presentations. But when they leave the room, they couldn't execute themselves out of a bag.
Right.
So
right.
I'm saying, you know, we just spent all these hours,
yeah.
but results aren't being created.
Mm-hmm.
So I always start with the end in mind.
Yeah.
So what are we trying to achieve? Let's be really clear and get aligned on what we're trying to achieve. It's just like a football team. The offense, they know where the goal line is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are really clear about what they're trying to achieve. And they're going to run multiple plays. They might throw a pass. They might have a running back. But everybody's clear on what they're trying to achieve.
Right.
And then there's a giant scoreboard. They know what the score is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In business, you got to know what you're trying to achieve, and you got to have a scoreboard.
And having like experienced that process with you, Tony, my favorite part of that is it's like you're applying the scientific method to it, right? It's mm-hmm. it's repeatable, and it's these steps that you have to take, a formula
yes.
that you have to subscribe to be able to recreate these conditions for success, right?
Absolutely.
And you had mentioned it's all based on your experience, and you can't sell yourself short that it's only captive to your time, you know, in your career and focusing on like actual business experience, because you've done so many things outside of the business arena
yes.
that I know lend themselves to the way that you're coaching and training the next generation of leadership. talk to me a little bit about your time at Mount Kilimanjaro, right?
Like, oh, wow.
Tell me that story, because that's an incredible story.
Yeah, that was life-changing.
Yeah.
So a really dear friend and former NFL running back, Steven Jackson, mm-hmm. who played 9 years with the Rams, 2 years with the Falcons, and 1 year with the Patriots.
Yep.
He had a teammate, Chris Long. Chris Long is the son of Howie Long. His brother is Kyle Long, played for the Bears. Chris has 2 Super Bowl rings, one with the Patriots and one with the Philadelphia Eagles. But back in 2013, Chris and Doug Pitts, who is the brother of Brad Pitts, met in Tanzania, Africa, and they noticed the plight of the Tanzanian people. 10,000 kids die a year from dirty water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
And 3 out of 5 kids never make it to the age of 5. And so Chris Long and Doug Pitts started a foundation called Water Boys. And the goal was to build 32 wells, one for each team in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And here's a man who decided that he was going to impact the world specific to clean water and just took it upon himself to go after such a large goal. So as a part of that, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro was a way to raise funding to build those wells.
Mm-hmm.
And so Chris enlisted NFL players and military veterans to start a trek in 2013, 2014 to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Now, in 2017, I get a call from Steven Jackson, and I'm in a meeting, and I step out of the meeting when I see him calling, and I say, "Everything okay?" So, yeah, he said, "Listen, man, I need you to climb Mount Kilimanjaro with me."
No big deal.
Yeah.
Just a thing.
Yeah, just... you know, we're going to climb in Water Boys. And I said, "Okay, no problem, Steven." And I went back to my meeting. So I go home, and I share with my wife, Kimberly, that, "Hey, Steven calling, I got to climb Mount Kilimanjaro." And she said, you're going to do, wait a minute, let's talk about
just,
this
you know, you had a good day.
How was your day?
How was your day? We're climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. And honestly, I hadn't really thought about it too deeply, but after doing a little research, and she actually did the research, I'm like, wow, this is the tallest freestanding mountain in the world, close to 20,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Tallest mountain in the world is Everest, but it's not freestanding. It's a series of mountains. But Kilimanjaro, in Tanzania, Africa, tallest freestanding mountain in the world. And I'm 54, and I'm in decent shape, but I'm not in Mount Kilimanjaro shape. So and then it's time to get busy at that point. So anyway, I hired a personal trainer, a nutritionist. I completely changed my diet, my way of thought, you know,
mm-hmm.
and trained for about 4 months. In February of 2018, it was time for the Water Boys to make its trek. So, you know, some of the names you may know, Vince Young, who played mm-hmm. for Texas, and then the Titans, of course, Steven Jackson, and then, you know, military veterans. There were 2 below-the-knee amputees
mm-hmm.
that
wow.
climbed with us. The first thing we did when we got to Tanzania, we went to the villages. And then we actually went to the school system. The kids that were going to receive the well that we raised money for, we had a chance to spend time with those kids.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So at 6 o'clock in the morning, those kids get up and they actually go gather dirty water out of a creek that they're going to drink all day long. Spending time with those kids before we climb the mountain.
What fuel, man.
That created purpose.
Yeah.
And as you're thinking about the Do More Good conference today,
mm-hmm.
there's been a common theme around purpose. Purpose is not soft.
Mm-hmm. No.
My friend Aaron Davis says, motivation will leave you, but purpose is enduring.
Mm-hmm.
And once we saw those kids, we all knew we were going to make it to the top of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so we started the trek. Typically, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, it's about a 7 to 10 day ordeal. We did it in 4.5 days.
Mm-hmm.
So at 12 midnight on day 3 or 4, we started the summit. Summit, we were at 15,000 feet. We needed to get to like 19.3, 19.4. And there's a technique called switchback, because the mountain is so steep, you can't just go straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And you start at midnight so that by the time you get to the top of summit, the sun is rising.
Right.
Wow.
And it's just this beautiful view. So I was the last one to make it to summit. I mean, I did experience severe altitude sickness.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, once you lock in and you determine that failure is not an option, that success is inevitable, and in your mind, no matter what your body is saying, you're going to make it. That's what happens.
Well, and it's conquering the fear too, right?
Like, conquering the fear.
I've been in the room when you've told that story so many times, right? Mm-hmm. And then so I've heard it several times, and my favorite part of that journey is when you first got to Africa and you hadn't seen the mountain yet.
Yes.
Right? And you guys are driving.
Yes.
And you can't, you're like, where's the mountain? It's like, I can't see it. And then through the clouds, you see it.
Yes.
And you were just blown away.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Right? Just next level. But you still saw this, the literal mountain you have to climb.
Yes.
And still pushed through the fear. And you used it as a motivating factor in tandem with what the good you were bringing to the world with those kids.
Absolutely.
But like, you've taught me for a long time that fear is one of the most powerful motivators when it's channeled correctly.
It
right?
really is. So, mm-hmm. It really is. Fear is a motivator. You know, that's you're right about that. I mean, I never forget, because you see the mountain online, you see mm-hmm. pictures of it. But that day we were driving it, and Chris Long said, oh, there's the mountain. Well, this was his third climb. So for Chris, it was nothing. There's a mountain. And I'm looking at it, Chris, I don't see a mountain. And he said, well, look up. And you look up and you see this massive thing at the top of the clouds, and my heart dropped. But the thing I talk about is, don't freak out when you see the mountain.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because in life, everyone is going to be challenged with a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, if you live long enough, you will be challenged with a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You can't freak out when you see the mountain. You're going to have butterflies and you're going to feel some anxiety. But that's when self-talk has to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, wait a minute, hold on, I got this. I'm prepared, I'm focused, I'm locked in, I have a purpose. And so at the end of the day, I'm not gonna freak out about this mountain.
Mm-hmm.
That's really just like profound. I mean, even in little struggles that we have in our everyday moments,
yes.
or whatever it is, just you will overcome it.
You will.
Yeah. And it's like he's always taught me, you use the fear
yeah.
as a motivator. So,
absolutely.
Real quick before we have to wrap up, like, what's going on with the book, man? What are we doing? Like, are we still, what, you still making progress? Like,
we are.
I got to get my hands on that Tony Goins book.
Well, the book that I'm working on right now is called Something in the Water.
Yep.
And it's a book about Lincoln's founders and builders. And I got to tell you, I've done a lot of projects, but this one is one that I'm really, really excited about. So short version, I moved here to Lincoln, Nebraska in 2014,
mm-hmm.
and I became really amazed as to the number of entrepreneurs in this city of mm-hmm. 300,000 people
mm-hmm.
that have done really big things around the world
mm-hmm.
and have national and international reach. One of them, of course, is Jay and Tanya
yep.
with
yeah.
the Fire Spring. So
yep.
they're, of course, in the book. But then there's Mike Dunlap with yep. Nelnet. There's Mark LeBaron with Lincoln Industries. There's Tom Smith,
mm-hmm.
who has Smith Haynes and sold it to D.A. Davidson. There's Troy Cantor, who started a company called Conexa
yeah.
and sold it to IBM. There's Bill and Myrna Kubley with Landscape Unlimited,
yeah.
one of the top golf course developers in the world. And on, you know, the stories will be amazing. So for Lincolnites and for people around the world, you'll have a chance to see a list of entrepreneurs that have done great things and walk at a level of humility like you would never believe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think what I love so much about the book and the concept of the book of what it's going to bring is that Lincoln is not this like behemoth city. We're not in the top 10 in population.
No.
Right, right.
But this community, the evolution it's had over the last like decade or 20 years has been inspiring to watch, and the openness of the city and the market. But it's because the people here, I swear, have its own DNA of thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
absolutely
what I hope people walk away with your book is just that you can have that. If we can have it here in Lincoln, Nebraska, the
yeah.
middle of everywhere,
right?
You can have it in any market that you're in.
Absolutely.
And it probably already exists, right? You just have to learn how to channel it, how to
right.
tap into it, how
yeah.
you know what I mean? You got to surround yourself with like-minded people. That's
exactly.
the thing that we've talked about a lot on this show.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Tony, before we wrap up, like, how can our listeners, you know, find your work online? Like, what's your website address, social media? Like,
yes.
how do people connect with you? Hit us
yes,
with that.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you can of course, go to a website, mm-hmm. www.capital, C-A-P-I-T-A-L,
mm-hmm.
cigar.com. Our Instagram is also the Capital Cigar Lounge, our Facebook page, the Capital Cigar Lounge. Mm-hmm. And that's how you can reach us.
It's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, thank you so much for just sitting with us. It's always just good to see you, right?
Always good to see you.
We're long overdue for a stick. We gotta burn a cigar together.
Let's make it happen.
Let's go right now.
We can do it. Let's go right now.
We'll just cut the show. We're done.
That's right.
But seriously, man, thank you for taking time out of your day, out of the conference to sit down with us and just share your story and what you're doing with the world. It's an amazing thing. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
What do you think?
Amazing? I now have my own crush on him. I know you have a massive love fest for him, but yeah.
Well, he's just to be frank, the most genuine human being I've ever met.
Genuine and real and just comfortable to be around.
And
you know?
Selfless too. Yeah. That's the thing.
Very evident.
You've got the Mount Kilimanjaro thing, that's huge, right?
Just a thing.
But then my own personal experience with him, mm-hmm. I have experienced that level of selflessness firsthand. And when Tony entered my life, things were good, right? And I was on a great trajectory and things were moving. But what I've learned from him has allowed me to break through to a whole nother level. And a lot of that's not possible without the time that this guy has invested in me, right?
Wow.
So it's pretty humbling to have somebody that has my back like that.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was cool to meet with him. And, I'm a partner of yours. We work together a lot. And it's really cool to meet the people that have shaped the people that you respect and love to work with. So it was a really cool experience, and the smile on your face all day and leading into today was super fun. So yeah.
Well, for all of you at home, thank you so much for tuning
you.
Into the bromance episode of the show.
Yeah, I was excited to be a part of the ride. And as always, don't forget to look us up on social media, connect with us. If you have a story or somebody that you think is driving change or would be inspiring for other leaders and just other humans to hear from, let us know. We want to get them on the show.
100%. We appreciate that. So,
yeah.
Well, let's do the thing, right? Until next time, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Angie.
And we'll catch you on the flip.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you an experienced driver looking for a career that pays well and offers vacation days from the start? If so, then drive for Penske. Talk to a Penske representative today and apply now. Call 855-CDL-PENSKE. Start driving with Penske today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
30.
Fall is finally here, and so is Old Navy's Big Fall Sale. Get thousands of styles from just $5. All your fall favorites are on sale now. Layer up with $5 tees and $10 long sleeve tees for the whole family, and stock up on sweaters and dresses for just $15. Plus, save even more with up to 75% off clearance styles. Don't miss out. Hurry in for thousands of styles from just $5 now at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 10/15 to 10/25. Select styles only.